BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. All the Christmas things are on. We make our annual call to Dial a Carol in America. An update on James's train romance. It's the day we play our favourite festive song, Wrap Myself in Paper, and Matt Edmondson on Real or No Real.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Now, for the last 2 days on the show, we've been talking to this guy called James, who really fancies this girl he sees on the train every morning and evening on his way to and from work. And we had so much feedback from you lot yesterday going, I want to hear what happened to James earlier in the show. So we've taken that on board. You will hear what happened to James with the girl on the train at 1:40 this afternoon. But before that, we were here in the building last night because of the Radio 1 Christmas party. What are you laughing at?
No, nothing. Yeah. Nothing. So, you know it's a strong one when a member of staff turns up at work and gets applauded in. I can't name names.
Oh, who was that?
I can tell you, but I probably shouldn't. Ready?
Go on then. Oh, yeah, that was a strong look from him, I think. He's not going to live that down, is he?
It was an epic moment this morning,
really
though.
Good. Anyway, so we were here at the Christmas party last night, and mid-volivant, I slipped into the studio at about 5 o'clock last night, and we chatted to James because he was about to get on the train. So this is our chat with James from last night. Hi, James!
Hi, Scott.
How's it going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, you sound nervous.
I am a bit nervous, I have to say.
So we came up with the idea on the show that you should get a phone, like a cheap one from a supermarket.
Yes.
With some credit on it, pay as you go.
Oh.
And then you drop the phone in front of the girl that you like on the train. Hopefully, she picks it up. You ring it. She answers the phone. Bosh, you walk up into the sunset together. Or she picks up the phone, thinking, oh, it's yours, and you've dropped it, and runs after you, still starts a conversation.
Indeed.
I think this is like a little pep talk. I was just a bit too excited and convinced Scott to come back in and we could call you just before the big match.
Yeah, I mean, this is it. This is the sort of 15 minutes before kickoff, get the shin pads on, you know.
Yeah, pre-match nerves.
All of that. That's it, yeah.
I've come from the Radio 1 Christmas party for this, you know what I mean?
I'm honoured.
So how ready are we then? Phones ready?
We're ready. I went to a shop that rhymed with Bainsbury's at lunchtime. And yes, I have purchased a phone.
Okay, how much was it, please?
It was £10.
Yeah, good.
Pay as you go, Sim.
Okay, so you've got your phone there. Does it look like the kind of phone that might impress a girl?
Oh, absolutely.
What? Describe the phone to me.
It's a screen's class.
Has it got a camera?
No, I don't think it does. Hang on. No, it is. it is black.
Yeah. Is it a flip phone?
It's not even a flip phone. It's what they used to call a brick.
Oh, okay. Bet you got a snake on it, though.
Oh, I probably have, actually.
Yeah,
I haven't checked.
You can check that, yeah. Anyway, so you've got the phone. It's all charged up?
Absolutely, yes.
Got some credit there on your sim?
Yeah, I got some credit, yeah.
Okay, so you're about to get on the train.
Whoa, hold on. Just to check before you make a massive mistake. You've got that phone's number plugged into your other phone, right?
Yeah, I've got it.
Because you're going to have to call it at some point, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're all prepared. You're all set, aren't you?
I'm all set.
So before you get on the train, right? Because I imagine you're about to get on the train.
Yeah, I'm literally on the platform now.
Okay.
Don't muck this up.
Yeah.
Hush tones, yeah.
Don't muck it up.
Right.
All right, no pressure, but right. don't muck it up. Okay, right. So hopefully she'll be on the train because, that would be ideal, wouldn't it?
I mean, this is the only sort of thing that's just concerning me in the back of my mind is that obviously she didn't catch the train earlier.
I'm just
having a look on the platform,
mate. If she's not on the train tonight, she's on the. You get her on the train tomorrow, okay?
Yes, that's it. Yeah, true.
Can you see her on the platform yet?
Just having a covert look. I can't see her yet,
but she
does sometimes. She does sometimes time it pretty quick to get on.
Love that, a last minute run. How dramatic!
That's it. Yeah.
I don't want to know anymore.
I think we're going to leave you to it now.
We just wanted to ring and just offer words of encouragement.
Yeah.
Well,
go get your girl.
Thanks very much. I'm going to do it.
You've got to get the girl.
Give me one last piece of advice. Where should I drop the phone? Have you got any ideas?
as near to her as you can without it making it look ridiculous.
You've got to drop it right next to her, then move really quickly away, because you don't want her to just hand back the phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is yours? Oh, that's it.
Sorry, this is your rubbish phone.
Oh. And then she just thinks you've got a brick phone.
Yeah, I know.
Got it.
Well, I went one step further as well. I've put one contact into it,
yes,
which is my other mobile number, and I've called it my personal phone.
Yeah.
So she's going to think I'm a bit of a slicky slicker with two phones on the go.
All right, well, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Cool. Go get the girl. Yeah, good luck.
All right, thanks very much.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
So that's what happened when we spoke to James last night. Exciting times. But was the girl on the train? Did the phone trick work? Find out at 1:40 on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people are delaying their meetings to listen to the James thing. Someone's just called off their meeting till 2. So no, I like it. It's like, so no lengthy build-ups, Mills, yeah?
You were a tease yesterday.
I know.
It actually wound me up as well.
Love it.
No, sometimes you don't.
I really want to know what happens with James. I'm driving to my next job, which is 10 minutes away. I'm going that slow. I don't want to miss it. I'm actually holding a tractor up. That's from Jack. It's coming at 1:40.
The Scott Mills Daily.
After all you complained yesterday, I'm actually a minute early now to do the James
don't
update.
Don't do another song.
Well, some people will be like, maybe not listening yet, because I said 1:40. So here's another song. Joking! Okay, we're about to speak to James, our listener who really fancies this girl on the train. He pretended to be asleep first time we spoke to him, just so that she would wake him up and that would get them talking. That didn't work. She just walked straight past. And then yesterday, we told him to buy a rubbish phone.
Yes, and the idea was he would drop the phone next to her and then run off. And then what we could do is we could call that phone later and arrange for it to be, you know, returned.
Yeah.
Clever.
That's very clever. So let's speak to him. Hello, James.
Hello, Scott.
So tell us the latest.
Well, the latest is that it's been a bit of a disaster, Scott.
What do you mean?
Well, basically, she didn't turn up.
When? Last night?
Last night, yeah.
Oh, she wasn't on the train.
But you know what the worst thing is?
She also
didn't turn up this morning.
Oh no!
And this is very, very unusual sort of behaviour. It's normally a much more regular thing than this, so I'm getting a bit concerned.
So she's been on the train every single day for like 2 months.
Yeah.
On the way to work and the way home, same train.
Yeah, same train.
Not on it yesterday or and this then, morning.
Yeah, not been on it for the last 3 journeys.
This is the worst possible result. So what are we thinking here? My first thoughts are she's finished for Christmas.
Could be, but she got on the train on a Monday. I mean, who finishes for Christmas on a Monday?
True.
Yeah.
True.
Or she might be, like, ill.
Oh, she could be ill.
We can only hope that she's ill. I don't mean it like that. I just mean that, if you know, in case she's there tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, that is a possibility. That would be a good scenario.
Or this could be the worst situation that we could find ourselves in. We started talking about this on Monday's show.
Yeah.
She's heard it, freaked out, and that's why she doesn't get the train anymore.
And this is what I'm slightly concerned about. Because as I say, well, I mean, the show comes out, what, Monday afternoon, she may have heard it. Obviously, she's already in work. She's got to take the train home that day. But since then,
Oh, no.
So do we prepare then, if we work on that assumption that she listens, do you want to put a message out now? Perhaps this is the last throw of the dice then.
Yeah.
It could be it, yeah. Yeah.
What we can do is we can help you out from our end by putting some kind of floaty music underneath it, which makes anything sound more kind of, what's the word, Scott? Emotional?
Romantic.
Or romantic, yeah.
I mean, do you just want to reassure her that you're not an absolute freak?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll say that.
Yeah, that might be a good thing to do at this point.
Maybe put that in the message. Do you want to have a go?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I've got some floaty music for you.
Okay.
Okay, melt away.
Dear girl on the train, I'm sorry if I have caused you any offence or weirdness. Over the last couple of days, I can assure you, I am actually quite normal. And I hope that you have the courage to get back on the train. And maybe from then we can talk face to face rather than me coming up with plans on national radio.
Excellent.
That's really good.
Job done.
Job done.
Well, I don't know what we do. Maybe we part ways and I don't know. Tell us if...
No. I'm quite hopeful that she'll be back on that train tomorrow now.
Because of that?
Yeah. No, I just think that maybe she's been ill or something. There'll be an explanation for it. I don't... I've got a gut feeling.
There's a lot of illness going around.
There is.
It's that time of year, Christmas parties.
Isn't there, though? There's so much going around.
There's a lot of illness
going around.
So why... Okay, so you've got your rubbish phone on you, right? The cheap
one. Got my rubbish phone,
I bet you haven't had to charge it, have you?
No.
So you've got tonight. You've got... There is time. You know,
I'm still holding out faith that she might be there tonight.
So am I.
By the end of the week, it's too late for you because you move on from your jobs and things like that. But
there's
a small glimmer of hope, and I think you've helped it by that message.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I'm sure she could tell that was, you know, from the heart.
Oh, I was so looking forward to this. I'm really disappointed that she wasn't on the train.
Gutted. Yeah.
From that message and the melty music that we just played.
Yeah.
I mean, you've 100% assured me, I don't know about you, Chris, that you're not a weirdo.
Yes, absolutely.
Which I was, I mean, it did cross my mind before, but you're not.
I mean, I could get people at work to tweet
to verify.
You.
No, that won't be necessary.
Shout out Georgia Crisp. I'm kind of normal, yeah.
Here's the thing, though. You're going to have to go through with this to the very end, whatever happens, because I've not seen a reaction to something we've done like this for a long, long time. Right, people are literally planning their days around hearing this update every day.
I don't know about you, Scott, but I've had so many tweets from people. What's going on with the guy on the train? Yeah. Do you know what? And in case she's listening, I've got to say this as well. You're getting a lot of messages. There's other girls out there that have taken a very keen interest in you, my friend.
I did see this in a small act of vanity. I sort of searched it on Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, fingernail emoji. There's plenty more fish in the sea, do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, yeah.
Don't miss the boat here, love.
But there's only one girl on the train, and true. I hope you find her, my friend.
This is it. Thank you very much.
Can you stop saying my friend, because it's really freaking me out.
I don't know. It just seems like emotional.
You sound like Jerry Springer.
Is that or son, you know?
No, don't call him son. Right. We need you to take every single opportunity now to make this work, because what's happened here is we've kind of made, without really knowing, we've taken a 100% real-life story and made it into kind of a radio soap opera.
I know,
And unlike soap operas, this is real life, and it's just gone a bit now, hasn't it?
Yeah, we need
an ending
finale.
We do. We need a finale. You're right. All right. So I'll leave that with you.
Sort out.
Okay. Right. We'll call you tomorrow. All is not lost. I'm confident she'll be on the train tomorrow.
I mean, if it's not happened yet, I have got a sort of last scenario that can. I mean, it would be going nuclear. It would be the nuclear option.
Okay, right. Save it, because I want to hear this tomorrow, and so do the listeners.
Yeah, wonderful.
Okay. I will speak to you tomorrow. That was an excellent tease, by the way.
Okay, cool.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Stu on Twitter, who says, I actually let out a loud sigh when hearing she didn't turn up. Keep the faith, James. Some people are saying that maybe her boyfriend's heard it.
Yeah, maybe the boyfriend's driving her to work now or something. Yeah. That's the other theory. Do you know what? It could be anything. It's tricky, this one, though, because you have rolled this over for another day.
I know.
We talked about making a theme tune for this, but then I thought, I'm not sure if it really merits it.
Oh, no, it's got life in it yet.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. People are proper investing in this story.
I know, but then people are complaining that you know, it's an anti-climax, what happened
there.
But
that's real life.
The problem is it's not an actual soap.
No. Like, if it was, then we could create a great ending. It's not Love Actually. I mean, this is real.
We can make up an ending.
Yeah,
but
if you'd like us to make it up, then we can. But this, at the moment, it's 100% real. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Band A 30 on BBC Radio 1. I am going to play Magnus Carlsen's Wrap Myself in Paper soon.
Yes. It's a tradition. You've proper folded on every... Do you know what? You set out, beginning of this kind of Christmas time, going, do you know what? Can we not think of anything new between us? Why don't we drop one of them at least and think of a new Christmas thing, right? And I was like, no, it's tradition. We do this. Oh, and you've proper folded.
I have.
We're literally ticking them off.
Oh, it's just like every year.
I know, mate. I know, but I love it, right? Yeah. And loads of other people love these traditions, right? You quite just like, get annoyed.
I quite like having our production meetings on air. Seems like we're doing it again now.
Okay.
But yes, definitely Dinah Carroll, we're ringing them as well.
Exactly, it's great.
That'll be after 2:30. We'll ring Dinah Carroll, the university in America,
so
where they'll sing you a Christmas carol if you ring them. I don't know why people love it, but they do.
But Wrap Myself in Paper, when are we doing that then?
Wrap Myself in Paper, Magnus Carlsen gets some much-needed royalties just after 2.
Excellent.
Yesterday's Innuendo Bingo was amazing, with Peter Dixon, the voiceover man off X Factor. I don't know why, but Chris asked him to read out some takeaway menus.
Seemed right at the time.
Crisp patties, stuffed with vegetables, and deep fried, served with salad.
See? Just makes everything...
Which main would you like?
Yeah.
Let's go for that one. See?
You've ordered a chicken dansack. That's chicken cooked with lentils in a fairly hot sweet and sour sauce. Nice.
Sorry, I know this is weird, but it's...
stupid.
What about right. special? One
oh,
special.
Come on, Chris. Okay, one more.
Don't worry about the ingredients.
Special mixed tandoori tawa.
That happened.
You were so unimpressed when I first started doing that. You just looked at me.
It's national radio. There's a man reading out a menu. Also, he played Innuendo Bingo, which was epic. He didn't expect to get as wet as he did, but he got wet. The Radio 1 YouTube is the place to find the video. Now we are over to this week's University Challenge on Innuendo Bingo. Now that show is very highbrow. Now you wouldn't catch anyone on that show on University Challenge laughing at the contestant's name. On this show, however, let's see what happens.
No, I'm afraid you lose 5 points. Collapsed in 1995 after unmonitored loss-making speculation by the futures dealer Nick Leeson.
Liverpool Hiscock.
Oh, in one!
He wasn't expecting that, but we always say the first
spray is the deepest.
I couldn't remember the phrase.
Something like that.
It's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now. Voiceover man off of X Factor. If you've always thought, wonder what he looks like, go online. Radio 1 YouTube channel for yesterday's Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I've already played Wrap Myself in Paper, and now it's time to call Dinah Carroll. All the Christmas things are on today.
Literally just ticking them off. It's yep. great.
Next. So, this is a service that runs every year at the University of Illinois. It's run by students. You can just call them anytime, day or night, in the run-up to Christmas, and request a Christmas song, a carol, and they will sing it for you.
It's such an odd idea, this. It's lovely, but it is like a phone line, you know.
Yeah.
It's you know, a phone line. You can call it anytime, but on the other end, they're singing carols. It's a weird one, this.
It's a good pub game. I've played it quite a few times with my friends. It's like you call them and they'll sing anything, and then you just request it, put it on loudspeaker. Brilliant.
There's nothing dodgy going on, and it's not one of those. It's just, they are just singing carols.
It's just Dinah Carroll, yeah. It is what it is. So, let's call them, shall we? I've got an idea, actually. Not necessarily a Christmas song, but something that fits in with today's show. I'm sure they'll give it a go. They're very accommodating, normally. Right, we're ringing the number. At the University of Illinois.
Thank you for calling Dinah Carroll.
Oh, we're through.
Your call will be received shortly after this message. Please have your name, location where you are calling from, and the holiday song you would like to hear ready for when we answer your call. Please be patient, as it may take us a few moments to get to your call. Thank you, and happy holidays.
Thank you for calling Dinah Carroll. This is Catherine. Who may I ask is calling?
Hello, my name's Scott.
Scott, and where are you from, Scott?
United Kingdom.
Okay, and what song would you like to hear?
Because it's Wednesday, I'd like to hear Bumbaleo, please.
Bumbaleo? I don't know if I know that one.
Gypsy Kings.
Is that a holiday song?
Is now.
Oh, my God. What are those lyrics?
Spanish. You can just do the chorus if you want.
Ba bambaleo, bambaleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Vivir así, bambaleo, bambaleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir.
You're doing it wrong.
Sorry, I don't know the song at all. I'm sorry.
You just made it up there, didn't you?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I found the lyrics online and I just kind of winged it.
You're not able to listen to the song, are you?
Well, I can pull it up and on YouTube and put the mic next to the speakers if you want.
Well, no, I've got that here. So maybe if I play it to you and then you can try and sing it.
Okay, we can go with that.
Okay, so it goes.
Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
And now you.
Okay. Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. How was that?
That was awesome.
Thanks for calling. Have a happy holiday, okay?
Do you speak Spanish?
Not fluently. I took about 3 years of it in high school.
I am very impressed.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Thanks.
Where is everyone else in the background? I can normally hear them singing when I call every year.
Nobody else is awake, so I'm the only one here at the moment.
You're the only person on?
Yeah.
Oh, when do the others turn up?
Usually in the daylight hours.
Well, you're doing a fantastic job there on your own.
Thank you.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
See ya. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
That was brilliant. How good was she?
So good. She really goes for it as well, with very little persuasion.
You're doing it wrong.
She was doing it wrong at first, but well done.
Bumbleo, 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 bumbleo.
I love that. I really enjoyed that.
Let's do the real thing.
Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Keep them waiting.
This gets more and more ridiculous and awkward. Right, crack on.
Yes!
Bambaleo, bambaleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir.
Rubbish.
Tu eres mi vida, la fortuna de mi destino.
Karen is bumbleoing her way through Eastleigh with Christmas deliveries. Big Al the bailiff is bumbleoing his festive mince pies off.
He's always on.
He's always on.
Halfway through the wheat mills.
Nearly Christmas. Mike and Joey bumbleoing at Christmas time. Richard bumbleoing on his combine harvester.
Bumbleo.
Bumbleo, bumbleo.
It's just so good, isn't it?
So good.
Halfway through the week, on the way to Christmas. Good bumbleo, this one.
The extended pause before the chorus of Bumbleo literally makes me want to pull my hair out. You love it.
It does stretch me out, actually, as well.
Bumbleoing in my digger with nothing but a chain on. That's John from Devon. See you Saturday, Chris, at the Young Farmers Ball in Exeter. Yes. Is that more farmers?
Yes,
they love you, don't they?
Bumbleo, Bumbleo.
Official DJ of the Farmers.
Yeah.
Luke is in Bumbleo. Somerset. Also, Bumbleoing is not off. Copyright Gaz.
Gaz has been quiet the last couple of bumbaleos, actually. Clap a bit.
Clap a bit.
Bumbaleo,
bumbaleo.
Bumbaleo. Some seasonal sleigh bells would be good.
I know. Next week. It's Stuart's on, and Fitz from Norwich, and Kyle, Rob, Oliver. Yes, we'll have a Christmas bumbleo next week, don't worry about it. Claire in Oxford, hello. And Johnny the Stonemason bumbleoing his chisels off.
Blazing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Huge, massive movie week on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this week. Grimmy and Rihanna off of films this morning, catching up with Owen Wilson to talk about Night in the Museum 3. Jack O'Connor was on as well, talking about working with Angelina Jolie. Tomorrow, Grimmy catches up with Ben Stiller, Luke Evans and Anna Kendrick. On tomorrow morning's show. And before Friday, on the Radio and Breakfast Show, massive movie week with Grimmy and Rihanna, Jude Law, Cameron Diaz and Jamie Foxx.
It's nuts,
just
isn't it?
Crazy amount of good guests this week on the Radio and Breakfast Show. Really want to play Wrap Myself in Paper again?
Again?
Yes, why not?
Wow, that's bold.
Shall I? We've got Real or No Real in a minute. I've got three.
Kind of thing we'll get in trouble for.
It's fine, isn't it? They're all in a meeting.
It's on.
No, they're all in a meeting. It's all right.
What, everyone?
It's all fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A gutsy move.
It's a gutsy move, but it is good. Magnus Carlsen. I might just wrap myself in. Okay, good. Here is Matt Edmondson with today's Real or No Real. Hi.
Hey, you're right.
Yeah, I'm good. How are you after the Christmas party?
Pretty good. I didn't stick around long.
No, very wise.
I'm like Batman at those things. Never say goodbye. Just disappear.
I never say bye anyway, do I?
No.
Imagine if you said goodbye to everyone. It's like,
I know.
No, long.
Some people go, oh, I'm just going to go to the bar. And they turn around to look at the bar to get their bearings. Look back, you're gone.
Yeah, same. Exactly the same, I hear you. Right, let's play today's Real or No Real. Here's your first one.
As a child, Jeremy Clarkson owned the first ever Paddington Bear toy.
Oh, right. But that must mean Jeremy Clarkson's parents are very, very well off. Or
that they invented Paddington Bear.
Or they invented Paddington, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I legitimately know the answer to this one. Because I'm sure that I've heard this somewhere before.
What?
Because he's like mega rich, isn't he? Like, imagine the richest person you've ever met. They don't come anywhere close to Clarkson.
Really?
He's
I didn't
so
know that.
Rich. And the reason they're so rich is because they got the licensing rights for Paddington Bear.
Whoa.
Paddington Bear multimillionaires, I think.
Or is it a bit like the penguin situation this year where Clarkson was just first in the queue at the toy shop?
That's the thing, because he didn't have the Top Gear gig as a child.
No.
He wasn't there reviewing bikes.
No, but he probably reviewed that bear just like he does now. This bear has got amazing arms.
So, real or no real, Jeremy Clarkson owned the first ever Paddington Bear toy.
I feel like I've watched enough of the One Show to know that this probably is a real thing that they will have cropped at Alex Jones.
No.
Now, Jeremy, your parents, when you were a kid, they had the first Paddington Bear. And Jeremy went, oh, not this. Come on. We talk about a Maserati.
Yeah.
I reckon that is real.
I'm going to go no real on this one, Mills.
That one is real.
Yes. Here's a great fact. Jeremy's parents, Shirley and Eddie, made the first official Paddington Bear toy in 1972 and gave the prototype to their son.
Whoa.
Minted. Absolutely minted.
They made Paddington Bear.
The
minted,
toy.
You're correct.
Mm.
Yeah. Thank you to Lyndon who found that link and sent it to us. Here's your next one.
In the Bible stories about the birth of Jesus, nowhere does it say how many kings there were.
Oh. I thought there was three.
I thought there were three as well.
You make these mistakes. I know it's slightly different, but it goes back to the Humpty Dumpty situation, doesn't it? In that at no point in the original nursery rhyme is Humpty Dumpty an egg.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just because he kind of fought it like cracks. You think, well, what else would it be? It's got to be an egg.
But pictures of Humpty Dumpty, whenever you see them, are always egg. And apparently it's a cannon.
Really?
Humpty yes. Dumpty was the name of a cannon.
Oh. It's less cutesy, isn't it, a cannon for kids? Can't put that in a kid's book. But an egg.
Yeah.
Everyone can relate to that.
If they don't say how many kings there were, I'm sure there were three kings.
What about
gold, frankincense, myrrh. The one who got gold, the other two must have been annoyed because there was like a £10 limit.
I meant to look this up. What's myrrh? Does anyone know yet?
Is it not like a
fragrance?
Fragrance.
It's like one of the things that Alan Sugar would ask you to go and find as one of 10 items.
It yeah. really is.
It's one of those that go and get me some myrrh.
Today, you're going to be the three kings. Go and find some myrrh.
Imagine if that was the challenge for the final three. Gold, frankincense, myrrh. Go.
Go.
That would be great.
So, in the Bible stories about the birth of Jesus, nowhere does it say how many kings there were, real or no real?
No real.
I think it's inferred in the gold, frankincense and myrrh. So I would say, like, on a legal technicality, they've said there are three kings. So, no real.
That one is real.
In the Bible stories about the birth of Jesus, it doesn't say it. The Bible stories actually only specify three gifts, but it's easy to draw three gifts held by three kings, which is why everyone thinks there were three.
It could have been one very generous person, or loads of people, like at an office party, clubbed in together, chipped in.
Yeah, whip round. And next.
To support Frankie in the Strictly Come Dancing final, the rest of the Saturdays will be sitting on the front row dressed as cheerleaders, complete with pom-poms.
Getting their pom-poms out for the votes.
So who's in the final? What are we down to now?
It is Mark, Frankie,
Caroline Flack,
Simon and Caroline.
Mark, Frankie and Murr. Here's how it works. If you're a contestant on Strictly Come Dancing, you can bring a guest, right?
Yeah.
Now, if that guest is famous, you can then get them on the front row.
Yeah. Because
right? ultimately, you'll see them on camera. You'll probably end up talking to them, that kind of thing.
So who are your guests, Scott? I saw Grimmy.
Well, here it is. I was his guest once.
Right.
He invited me down. Excellent stuff, right? Got to take my mum, went along to Strictly, go be vocal support for Scott. But he was so ashamed of me that he put me on back row.
No, I don't get to do the seating plan.
You do, though.
No, I don't,
Who was front row that day?
Who'd you have?
Grimmy, I think.
Peggy.
Was it? Or my mum.
Or your mum, or Peggy Mitchell, can't remember.
Yeah. So, real or no real, the rest of the Saturdays will be sitting on the front row on the Strictly Come Dancing final this Saturday night, dressed as cheerleaders with pom-poms.
Fingers crossed, yes.
I'm sure, yeah, well, exactly. I'm sure they'll be there supporting her, but why dressed as cheerleaders? That's an odd one.
Bands sometimes dress in unison, don't they? They all like wear the same stuff. They're there, they're literally cheering her on.
And here's a secret. Maybe her last dance is pom-pom cheerleader related.
Oh, well, with that insider knowledge, yeah, I'm going real.
Yeah, real.
That one is no real.
Why did you believe
me? You threw me, Mills.
And finally,
J.D. Weatherspoon's chain of pubs was actually set up by a man called Tim. He named the chain after one of his school teachers who had told him he'd never achieve anything with his life.
Epic.
That's almost backfires, doesn't it? Because it's such a successful brand that you go, you named it after that teacher you had.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like a joke gone wrong, really.
It is, yeah.
But were spoons set up by a man called Tim?
Because the JD bit is quite specific, isn't it? JD Weatherspoons. Like you've just stolen a bloke's name there.
Yeah.
But that's often the way with teachers, isn't it? You don't know their first name, but it's always an initial.
Yeah, that's true.
Initial on a letter to your parents, that kind of thing.
Did you ever call a teacher by their real name at school?
Yes.
Or worse, called them mum.
It's weird, because I've seen one of my teachers recently, and he was quite proud that, you know, I'm on the Scott Mills Show on Radio 1.
Oh, was he?
And I didn't know what to call him. So I was like, thank you, sir. He's like, oh, you don't need to call me sir anymore.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm Stuart.
Well,
and
that's weird.
I don't like that.
It is weird seeing teachers, though, away from school. It's like seeing a celebrity. If you see them in the shopping centre or something like that, it's got that weird, like, what, they've got a real life? They go and do other stuff?
I once saw one of my teachers getting off with her boyfriend in the woods near the school, and it was what changed everything.
Why were you in the woods?
I was walking.
And why do you have binoculars? What's going
on? Why were you walking in the woods?
Because I was, near my house.
You don't walk in the woods without a purpose. You're not that kind of guy.
I was 11. Real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
No real.
That one is real.
Oh, yes, nice. That is a great, great fact. So Tim Martin decided to name his very successful pub chain to annoy a teacher who told him he'd never succeed in his life.
That's a great fact.
The JD comes from a character in the 1970s TV series Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh.
And at the end of that round of Real or No Real,
I got absolutely nothing, but Matt got 20.
It's a whitewash, everyone. It's a whitewash.
Rubbish.
Happy Christmas, Matthew.
Happy Christmas.
We're back on Radio 1 tomorrow at 1 p.m, including Innuendo Bingo with Tinchy Strider off the jungle. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.